Retrospection is an uncomfortable but necessary habit. The act of looking backward, not just to remember, but to interrogate. It asks a deceptively simple question. What would I have done differently? And in doing so, exposes the fragile architecture of our decisions, our assumptions, and perhaps most painfully, our spending. To reflect honestly is to admit that many of our choices felt right in the moment, yet appear questionable when illuminated by hindsight. In everyday life, decisions are rarely made with full information. We act on instinct, emotion, and incomplete data. A job accepted for its salary may later reveal itself to be a poor cultural fit. A relationship pursued for excitement may falter under the weight of incompatibility. Money, too, becomes a record of these imperfect judgments. Impulse purchases, speculative investments, or even safe financial decisions can look wasteful in retrospect. The question is not merely why did I do that, but what version of myself made that choice. Retrospection then becomes less about regret and more about understanding the evolution of one's priorities. The 1993 film Groundhog Day offers a compelling metaphor for this process. Phil Connors, the protagonist, is forced to relive the same day repeatedly, granting him an unusual luxury: the ability to revise his actions with full knowledge of their consequences. At first, he indulges in selfish behavior, manipulating situations, spending freely, and chasing superficial gratification, because the stakes feel non-existent. Yet, over time, he confronts the emptiness of these choices. Retrospection, in his case, is not passive. It is iterative. He learns, adjusts, and refines his behavior until he becomes someone capable of genuine care and intentional living. Unlike Phil, we do not get infinite do-overs. Our financial decisions in particular tend to be irreversible or costly to undo. Money spent on fleeting pleasures cannot be reclaimed, and opportunities missed, investments not made, skills not developed, can compound over time. Still, retrospection allows us to simulate a kind of second pass through our lives. By analyzing past spending habits, we might notice patterns, a tendency to prioritize convenience over value or status over sustainability. These insights can inform future decisions, turning past mistakes into a kind of tuition paid for wiser behavior. However, there is a danger in overindulging retrospection. Constantly asking, "What would I have done differently?" can spiral into regret or paralysis. The goal is not to rewrite the past, but to reinterpret it. Every decision was made by a version of ourselves operating under specific constraints and beliefs. To judge those choices too harshly is to ignore the context in which they were made. Ultimately, retrospection is most valuable when it leads to intentional change. Like Phil Connors, we may not control time, but we can control how we respond to what we've learned. The question evolves from "What would I have done differently?" to "What will I do differently now?" In that shift lies the true power of looking back. Not to dwell, but to move forward with greater clarity, discipline, and purpose.